You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from a 40-20 to winners aplenty. We've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Rugby League podcast. My name is Mark Walton and I'm once again joined by Mark Wilson. How are you, Mark?
Hiya, mate. You all right?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Starting with a bit of news before we get stuck into this week's matches. Good matches coming up this week as well. The marquee player rule has been somewhat controversial. A few people arguing against it. Where do you stand on the situation yourself?
I've got to be honest, it seems for the first time in a long time Rugby League's got a really competitive division. And all of a sudden we're moving the goalposts. I understand the arguments from both sides. I know teams like Leeds say, look, we're well run, we generate the money, we want to spend the money, we want to improve our team. You can understand that. But, well, there's teams struggling at the lower end of the division. Are we just distorting the competition? I think we are. I think if you said to me, look, the marquee rule is going to bring players like Sam Burgess in and top Australians, I think we'd all love that to happen. But is that going to happen? Are we just going to end up getting, you know, mid-rated Aussies coming over and just earning a bit more money? So I think the proof will be in the pudding. I can see why they've done it. My worry is now they've got one player through, they'll be wanting two before you know it, and then the competition really will get distorted. So we'll see. It's a shame because I think at the minute, probably the best or most competitive Super League we've had for a long time.
Yeah, I think there's pros and cons to it, aren't there? If we do get the big-name players like Burgess, as you mentioned there, that mentioned Sonny Bill Williams and Kronk and players like that coming over, that'd be great. But also, you've got to look at the youth system and the young players coming through and the clubs that are going to struggle to bring in players like that as well down the bottom end of the Super League. So it's six to one half a dozen the other anyway, isn't it?
It is. I think a lot of people in England feel that the English competition or the British competition or the European, because France are in it as well, competition would benefit if we brought in reserve team rugby. Now, people argue it's a different concept. You know, you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. But I think the competition needs strengthening from the bottom up rather than from the top down. So bringing in one marquee player at a club isn't really going to strengthen our competition. Yeah, it might get a few headlines on day one when it happens. You sign the player, but after that, I think the benefits would be quite short term, to be honest. So we'll see, mate. The proof's in the pudding. You get some big names on the board, then all of a sudden people will be talking about rugby league for the right reasons.
Yeah, so that's what we want. Anything else got your eye on the news before we move on to this week's matches?
Kevin Brown named Super League Player of the Month for May. I don't think any surprises there. We put him up, didn't we, for Man of the Match at the Magic Weekend. An outstanding player. You know, fair play to him for that. I think he is Widnes at the minute. When he plays well, Widnes play well. So congratulations to him. And I think this weekend is the first weekend where the Rugby League can say that their catchphrase, every minute matters. I think you've got six games this weekend where every minute does matter because there's something on absolutely every game. So it's I'm really looking forward to it. I think this is a cracking weekend of Rugby League.
It is, and let's get stuck into it. The first game is on Thursday evening. It's Leeds against Castleford. Leeds 1-7 to win the match. The draw 25-1. Castleford are 4-1. Leeds minus 16 on the handicap.
Yeah.
That's 10-11. Handicap tie is 16-1. Castleford plus those 16 is 10-11. How do you see it going, Mark?
I think this is the bet of the weekend. I've got to be brutally honest. I nearly fell off my chair when I saw the handicap plus 16 on Castleford. You look at the last four meetings, 26-12, 23-10, 24-all, 22-14, all in favour of Leeds, the wins, but all under that 16-point spread. Castleford, for me, are on the improve week in, week out. They've got a lot of players out injured. And I know Leeds, when they play well, as we saw in the Cup, they battered Huddersfield. When they play well, they can put anybody to the sword. And that's the gamble. Are Leeds going to play at the top of their game? Because they're going to have to play at the top of their game to cover this 16 points. Castleford, for me, are a team. I know they've been nilled a couple of times in Super League, but they were shocking performances. If they play like that against Leeds, they lose by 50. But if they play anything like, and I watched them at Hull KR last week, Matt, they played really well, scored 30 points. I think that plus 16 on Castleford, I'm genuine, I think this is the bet of the weekend, but I cannot see Castleford losing by that many. I'm thinking about having a punt on them at 4-1 on the outrights, let alone plus 16. So I've got to play it. I have to play it. Leeds are a good team, but they're missing Hardacre. Yeah, they've got Joel Moon back from suspension. I know Zach Hardacre again. He's a key player for them. And I, as a result, I have to play Castleford plus 16.
Yeah, and you take into account as well that Leeds have only won two of their last six Super League matches. They were briefly knocked off the top of the Super League for the first time in months as well last weekend. 16 is a big margin here, isn't it?
It's too big, mate. It's too big. I watched the game at the Jungle earlier in the year, I think 26-12. And Leeds, it was a wet day, so it wasn't great for rugby, but Leeds were outstanding that day. And I mean outstanding. I can't recall them making a mistake. And yet they only won by 14. So that 16 for me is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
All right, going with Castleford on the handicap then. What else stands out to you in this match?
Well, Denis Solomon is in red hot form. He scored four tries at the Magic weekend. He bagged again at Hull KR last week. I know he's short, Solomon, but any time on him would look a decent bet. One player who's catching the eye, had a really poor start at Castleford, is Ben Roberts. He's really kicked into gear. Played for Samoa at the World Cup. He's a good player. He's getting better and better. I think he could be good for a try tonight. He scored last week at Hull KR. Slightly bigger price on Ben Roberts. I'll be playing him. On the other side of the coin, have a look at Kevin Sinfield, sent off in this fixture last season. The one blot on his impeccable rugby league career. He headbutted Luke Dawn, if you remember. He got sent off in that 24-all draw at Headingley last year. He's surely got to be looking at a man of the match performance, hasn't he, on Thursday night?
Yes.
Be having a look at him. And have a look as well. Brad Singleton, I haven't got the price in front of me, Mark. Brad Singleton, any time prop forward, he's been as big as 6-1. He's got seven tries this season. You know, that's one in three he's getting now. And he was 6-1. They'll have chopped him in because he got a couple last week at Wakefield. But I think Brad Singleton, any time try scorer for Leeds, has got to be worth a play if the value's still there.
Well, he's 4-1, so not quite the 6 as you were hoping for. But
no, but that's, you know, you'd argue at 4-1, he scored seven tries this season. You know, that's more that you, if you'd have backed him week in, week out, you'd be showing a profit. I'd stick in with him, Singleton. Watkins is a player that generally does well against Castleford. He's got 10 tries this season. I've seen him torment them before. Yeah, he'll be short. But if I had to pick two, it'd be Watkins and Singleton from Leeds. And it'd be Solomon and Roberts from Castleford. Castleford plus 16 all day long for me. I cannot believe that's a disrespectful price. It really is.
Yeah, one more to throw in there as well. A bit of a mug bet, as we'd call it on the punt. But Ryan Bailey to score against his former club, 6-1.
Yeah, you can see it happening, but he hasn't played the last few weeks, so I'm not overly convinced he would play tonight, play on Thursday. But, yeah, why not? You know, he'll be up for it tonight, Ryan Bailey. He's one of those characters. You know, he's got a point to prove. Brian McDermott showed him the door. You know, his career at Leeds had run its course. It's 6-1. The big fella can score some tries. Why not? You know, it's a sporting interest. It'll be certainly be a battle between him and the Leeds forwards. There could be some fireworks there. So, that, you know, 6-1, it's big enough for a bit of fun.
Yeah, only a bit of fun, though. Headline offers as well, Mark. Just spin through a couple of these. Leeds win by 31 or more points. You won't like that, will you? Because you don't think they'll cover the handicap. But Danny Maguire to score in a Leeds try. Sorry, in a Leeds win is 6-4. Ryan Hall and Callum Watkins both to score at 7-4 if you fancy Leeds. On the Castleford side of things, Denis Solomon to score a try and Castleford to win is 7-1. And Solomon and Shenton both to score a try is 3-1. Any of those catch your eye?
Yeah, if I'm back in Leeds to win the game or feel that Leeds are going to do something, that Maguire and Leeds bet is a good bet. Maguire's got eight tries, not his normal prolific self, but there's every chance he might score. So I'd play that Maguire. I'd rather play that than back Leeds minus 16 on the handicap, because obviously if Maguire scores, it could win by 1 point, and that'd do for you. So that Maguire headline offer at 6-4 is a good one, I feel. And the other one, we mentioned Solomon. Set of field Cass have got more than a squeak. 7-1. You know what, I'll play that on Solomon. I think that's great value. I think these headline offers in the rugby league are absolutely fantastic. So I'll be playing one of each. I like when I bet on rugby league. And let, you know, I'm passionate on Cass. I think they'll win tonight plus 16. I think it's a great bet. But I like to have a sporting interest on both teams. And I think both those headline offers are very good. So I'll be having a look at them as well.
Yeah, it's quite generous that, because Danny Maguire's got a great record against Castleford. He's scored in 19 of his 25 appearances against the club. So he likes to play against Cass.
Yeah, he does, you know, and that's how it goes. It's like, you know, some footballers score against certain teams. It's the same with rugby players. That's why I'd be looking at Watkins, because I've seen him torment Castleford a couple of times in recent seasons. I think he's a strong player as well. But Maguire, 6-4 on the headline offer, I do like it, but I'm going to live the dream. Solomona and Cass, 7-1. Let's have it.
Right. Moving on to Friday's game next. St Helens take on Wigan. A huge match to look forward to on Friday evening. Saints are 5-6. The draw 16-1. Wigan are even money. Saints minus 2 on the handicap at 11-10. The tie is 16s. And Wigan plus those two is 8-11. I imagine this is going to be a bit of a thriller on Friday night. I imagine it'll be quite tight as well, Mark. What do you make of it?
Yeah, Battle Royale. You know, we mentioned points before. I've just briefly had a look at the last five games here, Mark. 12-4, 28-12, 14-6, 16-12, 33-14. I'm going to get many points on Friday night. I think this will be a real battle. And, you know, this game, wherever they played this game, it'll be keenly fought. It's going to be a tester. Obviously, St Helens have lost Tommy Makinson for a long time. He broke his bone, didn't he, in his lower leg. Last weekend in their win, so he's their top scorer gone for what could be, you know, until the playoffs pretty much. So that's a blow for St Helens. Wigan, this week, I'm not so sure how Sean Wayne has got away with not getting charged by the RFL. I don't know if you've seen the incident when he questioned Phil Bentham. He questioned his integrity over a video refereeing call. He got away with it. How he's not got banned, I don't know. They say sometimes you don't have to be a good coach, you need to be a lucky coach. Well, I think Sean Wayne's a good coach and I think he's lucky. And I actually think Wigan are going to win this one. They had that great win against Leeds at the Magic weekend. They're just coming into a little bit of form for me, Wigan. I think I'll be back in Wigan by 1 to 12 points at 12 to 5 as it was priced up when the markets came out. And maybe look at Wigan at 2 to 1 half-time, full-time. I just think at the minute, Wigan have got that little bit of belief. They're a team. They are a team of winners, and I think they've got that belief with them at the minute. I expect Wigan to go on a bit of a run now, and I think a plus two will be backing them.
Right, okay, siding with Wigan. If that were to be the case, and you expect Leeds to get beat by Castleford, then the top end of the Super League is going to be mightily tight, isn't it? It's going to be 25 points for Leeds. Wigan would go on to 25. It'd be 24 points for Saints, and then 18 below for the other teams. The top three there, nothing between them, is there?
No, there's not. And I think what you've got to bear in mind as well, after round 23 of the Super League, then the top eight go and play each other. So there's going to be some massive games. So even if, you know, Leeds were to go into it with a four-point lead, they've then got to play Warrington, St Helens, Wigan. You know, teams are going to be taking points off each other. So it's going to be tough. But I think Wigan, you know, I underestimated them against Leeds the other week at the Magic Week, and they were absolutely outstanding. And they grind, they're a grinding team for me. They're not like Leeds. Leeds can blow teams away. Wigan are a grinder. They'll beat you into submission. Yeah, they've got the flair of Burgess, etc. on the wing and Charnley. But they beat you. They grind you down the middle. This is going to be a battle royale because St Helens has got one of the biggest packs in rugby league. But I just think behind those packs at the minute, I think we know Makinson and Luke Walsh out injured. I think I'd have to play Wigan at the moment.
Okay, playing Wigan. Any try scorers or any other bets in there that you'd like?
Well, obviously, all eyes it'll be on Joe Burgess. I'd be having a look at maybe Joel Tompkins at a bigger price for Wigan. I think he in the big games they'll go to him quite a lot because he's a big, powerful unit out wide. So Joel Tompkins for me anytime. On the other side of the coin, Louis McCarthy Scarsbrook's got six tries, and he's another real big game player for St Helens. So he's a front row forward. I'd be looking at him as a potential play. Another one I'd have a look at, and I don't have his price, but Matt Donald, the fullback, who's just joined again halfway through the season. He's already got three tries. He might be worth a little interest, depending on what price he comes in at any time. Shannon McDonald for St Helens.
I'm just trying to find his price. 11-8.
Yeah, I think that's a fair price. He's a decent fullback. I like him, McDonald. And if he plays tonight, I think you'll get a run for your money. But I'm not expecting in this one too many tries. I'd certainly be going unders on the points when the point spread goes live. I think you might struggle to see 30, 36 points in this one. I think it'll be really, really tight. But I would be going looking at McCarthy, Scarsbrook and McDonald for St Helens, and on the other side, Burgess. Yeah, he's going to be short, we know that, but he's short for good reason, 17 Super League tries this season. And Joel Tompkins, the other one, but I do like Wigan by 1-12 at 12-5. I can't see there being too much in it.
All right, we'll spin through the headline offers there as well, just to get your thoughts. Saints to win by 1-10 points is 5-2. Wigan to win by 1-10 points is 11-4. Whichever side you're leaning on, I'd probably go in one of those markets because it's going to be that tight, isn't it? Probably.
Yeah. I mean, I took the 1-12 at 12-5, but it's slightly bigger price, 11-4. You're getting a couple of points less, but I just can't see there being a lot in this one, mate. It's just that type of game, and it is a big game for these two teams because it could well have a bearing on, you know, how they go into that end of season split. And don't forget, points, when they split up into that mini league, they carry the points forward. So they won't want to be, you know, 2 points lost today could be a bit of a disaster come the end of the on Friday could be a bit of a disaster for the end of the season. So this is going to be, this will be like playoff rugby. You know, it'll be tight, it'll be tense, there won't be a lot in it. So I think, like you said, and the value for me is so much better than just, you know, backing one of them to win the game, you know, at 10-11 or 5-6 or whatever. I'd take that 1-10. I'd happily play that. I think, again, that's another great enhancement at William Hill.
Best bet for that game?
Best bet, I'm going to play Wigan, but I'll go that 1-10. I'll take your 11-4. I just don't see there's a lot in this one, but I've just got a sneaky feeling that Wigan at the minute are finding ways to win, and I think they find another way to win on Friday.
Right. Moving on to Saturday's game then. This one concerns the other end of the top eight. Catalan against Hull FC. Catalan are 4-11. The draw 25-1. Hull FC are 2-1. Catalan getting 8 taken off them on the handicap at 10-11. The handicap tie is 16s and Hull plus those 8 is 10-11. I know that Catalan are pretty solid at home, but Hull FC are in such good form at the moment. They're on the crest of a wave. Is that plus 8 too big, Mark?
You know what? I think it is, mate. And you know, you said there, it's at the other end of the top 8. Have a look. Hull have got a game in hand. If they win it, they go within a win of the top 4. Now, that game in hand is against Wakefield, who they play twice in the next 3 weeks, I think it is. Whole thing, if we go to Catalan and get a win on the weekend, they are right in the hunt for the top 4. They are flying. I think they've won 8 of the last 10. It might even be 9 of the last 11 in all competitions. They're the form horse. I've watched them a few times recently. They destroyed Widnes on their artificial pitch last week. They'll fancy this because, if anything, Hull's pack of forwards at the minute, for me, probably the best pack. They've got Mickey Payer and Liam Watts. Two prop forwards at the peak of their game at the minute. For me, they will meet fire with fire on Saturday. I'm with you, mate. I think plus 8 is too many. Generally, when these two meet, there have been some tight games, and Hull have got a really good record against Catalan. They've got a winning record in Super League, and there's not many teams that have got that. I know Catalan are not great on the road, but you know, you've still got to beat them in their own backyard, and that's something Hull have done. I'm with you. I think Hull plus 8, yeah, I think that's the bet for me.
Yeah, I was looking at this game thinking better the weekend for me could be just Hull to win at 2-1, and I thought, if you want to be safe, plus the 8 as well at 10-11. I'm very pro Hull in this game. So
yeah, I'm with you. I actually think this could be quite high scoring as well, because Hull recently, I've watched them early in the year, I've watched them the last few years. They're awful. They've got big forwards. They boss everyone about. They don't score points. Now they're scoring points. You're seeing the likes of Mark Snead and Leon Price getting Hull around the field, and they've got plenty of strike. So I think this is going to be a high scorer. So I'll be looking at overs on the points. This could be a bet where you're looking at both teams to score over 20 points and Hull to win. That'd certainly bump up the value. I'm with you. I'd be looking at tries galore in this one, and I'd be looking at Hull to win it.
All right, the team to win and 20 points for the other team hasn't been priced up yet, but it will be over the weekend, so keep an eye out for that. We haven't got the try scorer prices yet either, but who would stand out to you?
I'll give you a couple as I would be playing them. I'd be looking at Jordan Rankin for Hull. Put him up last week, he didn't actually play, he got rested, which is good news for me. I think that means he plays this week. So Jordan Rankin at fullback's been having a wow of a time since he got put back to that fullback position. And Mark Snead scored a great individual try last week at Widnes. He's flying. He's all of a sudden, he's found the form that Med Hull paid decent money for him from Salford. So I'd be looking at Snead and at Rankin from from the away side perspective. And last week we put up Eloy Pelissier to score, didn't we? He scored at Warrington. He landed as the money there. So we'll stick with him. Pelissier to score again. He was round about 2-1, 7-4. So we'll stick with Eloy Pelissier as well in that one.
Good stuff. What will be our best bet in that game then?
In that one, I'm with you on the handicap, mate. I think Cole, they're firing at the minute. I think if they get beat, they're going to get beat by, it'll take a score to beat them. I think it could even go right down to the wire, that one. So plus eight is too many for a team in form. You'd argue, you know, in that one, Mark, that the pressure's on Catalan to win there. They're the team that has to win. All will go there thinking, well, no one expects us to win. Let's go and knock them off. And if they do that, all you'd have to say all of a sudden are going to be a player for that top four, not just the top eight. It's weird because about two, three months ago, people were thinking they were stonewalling the bottom four. It's amazing how sport can turn around.
It is. It's amazing what fully fit squads can do as well, isn't it? As soon as he's got his players back, Hull have started playing very well.
Yeah, and confidence, the most overused word in sport, but they've got it at the minute, and all of a sudden, you know, they're finding ways to win. You know, they went 12-0 down at Widnes last week. They looked beat. And yet then, for 70 minutes, they didn't put a foot wrong. You know, they were brilliant. And I think that tells you a bit of something about them as well, that when they went behind, they didn't give up. They just stuck to their plan. I like Lee Radford. I think you've got a lot of time for him. And I think that he will get the black and whites near that top four. So I'm with you. Plus eight, Catalan.
Plus eight, Hull.
Hull, yeah, sorry. been drinking.
It's only half past nine.
Yeah. We've got a brown paper bag.
Oh, well, it's all right then. Rest of the weekend, as you mentioned, most of the games, well, pretty much all of the games this weekend matter. So anything else? We haven't priced them up, but what will we be looking for?
I'll be interested to see what the Warrington game is there at Huddersfield this weekend. I spoke to Paul Hanson, Huddersfield Giants coach, yesterday. And what happens, we were watching the squad finish training, and then there was the rehab group training. That all the players that have had surgery or are injured, and there were more in that than there was in the main one. So Huddersfield are really short on numbers this week. I think that's a crucial game for them. They went to Warrington and won earlier in the season, but for me, I think Warrington might pick Huddersfield. You know, I hope they don't from a Yorkshire perspective, but I've got a feeling Warrington will win. The game I'm interested in, or two games I'm interested in, and they're big games, certainly for the top eight, Widnes play Hull KR. Be interested if Kevin Brown's fixed. He took a bang on the head, had to go off against Hull last week. Hopefully he comes through. Hull KR need to win. If they don't win, their season's over for me. They'll be concentrating on the Challenge Cup, so I'll be having a look at that one. I've got a sneaky feeling that Widnes will beat Hull KR on Sunday. And the other one, I'm going to go for Wakefield. The bottom two meet at Wakefield. It's Brian Smith's first game in charge. They're taking on Salford. Eight defeats on the spin for Salford. Real rumours of off-field unrest at Salford. I think those lads are on the beach. I think some of those lads are looking for another club to play for, and maybe sooner rather than later. I think Wakefield are going to upset the odds. I'm hoping for a big, big price on Brian Smith's men. I think they're going to get their third Super League win of the season, and I think they're going to beat Salford on Sunday. So that's what I'm waiting for. As soon as the boys upstairs price that one up, I'll be getting the wheelbarrow ready to get a few quid on.
Get the wheelbarrow ready, nice. Good stuff, Mark. It's been fantastic as usual. Thank you very much and enjoy this weekend.
Will do, mate, will do. Cheers, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.